So funny story, so they had an Murphy, whatever his name is. And he said that by far, Dave, let me tell you right now, because I've seen a lot of tennis centers, and he goes, Josh Tennis Center is the best in the nation that I've been to.
Because I met with Matt before, and he was just talking about the adding sand to the paint when they painted to try to slow the ball down. It's not like they just slap paint on the courts, but it was just a fascinating thing to be a part of before they actually moved in. But super cool. I look forward to hopefully hosting some really neat things. I know in the spring we'll be hosting a pickleball tournament, so that's exciting. Santa's Helper Toys for Tot drive was December 5th. We had some of the parks and rec staff take the trolley down with some presents, so just kind of a fun thing. They were a hit out there. Breakfast with Santa at Old Settlers was on Saturday. Of course, Santa was there and had fun activities, and I just want to figure out how they fit that snowman into the gym. I was like, that's massive. But everyone had a great time. They had about 200 people. And something new there, they had a sensory. So the event went till like 11:30 or 11. And then right after that, they did a sensory opportunity for those with disabilities that have sensory concerns. They were able to come in and enjoy it as well. So just a really cool experience. All right, Bruce, still on your thunder a little bit. But the East McKinney Learning Garden ribbon cutting also happened on Saturday. I know we'll give a much more thorough, but it was an absolutely amazing event. And just a couple of photos to highlight that. And we can talk more about that. A couple of project updates. The Horizon Park new playground is installed, and this is a live photo of what it looks like today. And then before, as you can see, it was time. So the existing or the old playground replacement actually was donated. Sorry, the old playground equipment was donated to a charitable organization. So just something that's really cool that we're able to apply to a privileged.
Is that the one for Africa? We still send it to.
We don't know where yet.
I'm sorry?
We don't know where yet.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the past, Calvin.
We have.
Okay.
Where is Horizon Park? Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Yeah, so just north of Virginia, between Lake Forest and Ridge, right? Yeah, right around there.
And then Aviator Park playground replacement is currently under construction. To the right are some current views of what's going on there, but the estimated completion is January 2025. Again, that playground will also be donated as well.
Can you add the metal slide there, please? Huh? Yeah, we'll add the old school metal slide.
We'll do that next time.
You're missing those burns, baby.
Burns, yeah.
And then a little marathon.
EA Randall's Park is still under construction. I know we keep updating slides, but that's getting closer and closer to being completed. These were photos that were taken today as well, so you can see some great progression made. Wilson Creek Grange Trail, this is phase one. It's still under construction, just some updated photos there, but it's looking great. And then more than happy to answer any questions you might have. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to item number 24-2253. Consider, discuss, and act on a recommendation to City Council on a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a construction contract for construction of McKinney Light Walk at Town Lake Park, TK 4393. Ms. Butler, I believe, there you are.
Everybody, April Butler, I'm one of your parks cleaners. So we were able to take the light walk out to bid. Finally, we're so excited. So on November 21st, we opened bids. We had three bidders. One withdrew their bid, so we had two to evaluate. The submissions were evaluated for capability to perform work, the contractor and subcontractor qualifications, and of course, proposal price. And so after those were all evaluated, staff, along with LJA Design, the design team, recommends C Green Safety LP to be awarded the contract. So tonight we're asking for the board's recommendation to take that contract, the recommendation to council on Tuesday, in the amount of $2,052,100.80, not to exceed $2,155,000. So upon approval, the construction timeline should begin in January with a 180-day timeline. So we're looking to be done, fingers crossed, by early summer. But if you guys have any questions.
Are these just Christmas lights or is this all the year?
This is going to be a permanent installation. Okay. So just go back to the pictures here. So to our knowledge, we'll be the only permanent installation light walk within DFW, which is really neat. You'll see a lot of seasonal ones at the holidays, but nothing permanent around.
And April, is this a phase thing or is this the total scope of the job?
This is the first phase of the redo for the big master plan for Town Lake. But this is a complete phase one for this light walking.
Okay.
It will be complete in the phase.
Okay. For just the whole light walk, there's not the beginning additions, right? This is the whole thing.
This is the whole thing, yeah. You know, we can always come back later and add to, but this is complete out of everything.
And then what's the difference between the $100,000 for not to exceed?
Oh, that's just our contingency for construction.
What is the impact on wildlife?
So the good thing about this is it'll go off. It'll be like normal park hours. So it'll only be on, it'll only come on in the evening. We'll have it programmed and it'll probably go off when the park closes, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock, unless we have some sort of special programming that would go a little bit later. But it would only be that limited window in the evening. And of course, during the day, you know, it would be off.
And how high up on the trees? Are they on the ground level or are they, I just worry about kids.
So for floodplain concerns, because this is all on the floodplain,
right.
Everything had to be constructed 8 feet up. So we are well within,
yeah,
out of reach. Exactly. And you're right, because that's a big concern. We have a lot of vandals.
Well, let's change the interior.
Absolutely. That's the cool part, is that we have complete and total control over the color combination. So, you know, if the stars are doing great, we can throw some green on there.
Yeah,
cowboys colors. We can do, you know, seasonal for
awareness.
So lots of fun color combinations and lots of really neat programming possibilities. Obviously for Halloween or Christmas, or we can even do warm low lights for date night. We've got food truck hookups so that we can have, you know, maybe some music out there and just a lot of really fun programming possibilities. And of course, it'll be located here in the corner, so it's not really impacting the rest of the park usage. So.
And the area just to the right or the east of that, that's parking, is that right?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
All of this is parking.
Yeah.
Cool. And you said it does tie into the master part, like the big, well, it's not like we're going to do this and then table down or anything.
Exactly. No, this would be phase one of the first project that we address in the total redo of the park.
Was that area chosen because it has most of the trees and stuff?
Yes, okay. Yes. It's beautiful and then it's limited impact for the, you know, the remaining redo and redesign of the park.
Mm-hmm. Never mind, will part of that be visible from the 75?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Will there be any impact from, the parking lights? That take the effect of those lights now that's right next to the parking lot?
That's something that we considered, and they told us no, the lighting contractor said that it wouldn't be an impact. We do have control over these lights as well, though, so if that's something that, because we do have, you know, the lights, security lights around the lake, as well as the parking lot lights, but fortunately, staff, we can control all that as well. So we can dim it if we wanted to, or temporarily, if we're running with it, that would be.
Will the path be the concrete, or is it going to be like the boulevard?
It's gonna be concrete. We considered doing a soft surface trail just because it would be you know, more natural. But for ADA accessibility, we wanted everybody to be able to have the opportunity to enjoy it, so we went ahead with a hard surface.
With the flood
plain, I'm sorry, I've had a little bit of a cold.
With the flood plain there, I mean, it's just gonna be a mess. And the floods, the concrete's easy to fix. Yeah.
Right. FDG would just get washed right off.
Is that on the existing path that's there, or is this a new path that they're creating?
This is a new path. It won't impact the loop around the lake whatsoever. So this will just be winding within this small space here.
Can you estimate the length of the trail through the light park? Like 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet?
You know, David, I'm sorry, I don't have a good estimate for you. I know, I don't, but I can certainly get that to you, make that information.
Just curious.
We have designed it though so that we can limit or control access. So if we wanted to charge for an event, or you know, make it something that we have a fee for, we can control the, you know, entrance and the exits. Otherwise, it would be free and open to the public. Here.
Okay. Any other questions? So, do we have an action?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I'm asking for your recommendation for City Council to approve the contract.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the item.
David Clark makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
No, she's already got one. Todd, she already got a second. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We'll now move to public comments. We have no public visitors, so I think we will skip that one. And this could be a record meeting, in fact, depending on the path.
That's true.
So we'll go to four.
No question.
We'll start with board member comments. I guess I'll start kind of a little bit about the East McKinney Learning Garden ribbon cutting, which happened on Saturday. If you could see what that place looked like a week ago, compared with what it was on Saturday and what it looks like even today, it's a pretty dramatic change. We're putting a slideshow together that will kind of demonstrate that. And it's far from complete. We have a lot more work to do, but we didn't know if we would get 30 people out there or 150. And I would say we had at least 150 out there. We moved the ribbon cutting and presentation from outside to inside the tap room at Tufts. So we had a nice setup. Acoustics are a little challenging in there, but we had a nice talk from George, from our friends at MCDC. Our two title sponsors, Sprouts Foundation, Sprouts Market, has donated $100,000 to the garden over a two-year period, so $50,000 in year one and $50,000 in year two. And then SRS Distribution and Heritage Landscape, part of the same company, one of the bigger McKinney-based companies, is our second big sponsor, donating $25,000 in cash and at least $35,000 in materials, either free or heavily discounted. So those folks spoke and just talked about their mission and their interest in projects like this, and both of those organizations give so much back to the community. So please honor them with your patronage. And then our three recipients, what we're calling for now, also spoke. And those folks are Hugs Cafe. So the intention is for folks going through their vocational training at their new development center, which will literally be 200 yards away from the garden, are going to use the garden as kind of an outdoor classroom to teach vocational skills to their folks around how to manage the basics of a chef's garden. So kind of tying into the food orientation that they're already part of, which is great. Jason Hernandez spoke for La Tiendita. As you may know, they're located about 300 yards directly east of the garden. Jason's putting together a fresh market, which is in existence and has been for about a year. that is developing a mentorship program for youth at risk in that part of the community. And the intent is that he's teaching them how to, you know, run an operation of retail, run an operation with a restaurant orientation, and with the garden, teaching them how to grow vegetables, harvest vegetables, plant, weed, prune. So the idea is that the chef is going to say, hey, go down in here, they've got peppers and cilantro and tomatoes in the garden. Going to send three or four kids down, meet a volunteer at the garden, kind of get them ingrained into learning how to garden, which is exciting. And then the third recipient is really more about recognition than an actual need, and that's Community Garden Kitchen, which is about a third of a mile down, straight north of the EMLG on Throckmorton. And if you're not familiar with that organization, you need to get familiar. They are fantastic. They have a beautiful quarter acre garden that I'm envious of outside of their kitchen. This kitchen is a free restaurant. They serve 160 people on average, four nights a week, in a meal serving dignity. So it's not a food pantry where you come in with the tray and you go through a line. You're greeted at the door by a hostess. You're seated at a table. A waiter comes around and provides you your meal. It's a fantastic organization. So they have more food than they know what to do with. So I don't know that they're really going to benefit from what we can produce out of ours. But the hope is that we give them recognition and notoriety and drive volunteers down to them and drive folks down to them who have a need for that kind of thing, which is great. So then we moved outside, and we had three things we did outside. One was an unveiling of the new Tupps Farmhouse Ale to benefit the East McKinney Learning Garden. 10% of profits will go to help sustain the garden moving forward. That beer is a Saison. It's a farmhouse ale made with basil from Profound Farms, which is great. Lemon and black pepper, and I thought it was pretty dang good. It's worth buying.
Let's go support the garden.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. The cans are really, really neat. You can get that on premise right now in cans and hopefully in kegs. And Sprouts wants to carry it going forward, so we're working with them on how to do that. The second part was, unfortunately, when we designed the garden, there's an element of a walking path that cuts through the Tufts lawn onto a fire lane. And somehow we missed that there's a manhole cover right in the middle of this pathway. And by the time we realized it, we couldn't adjust the pathway. So it's like, what are we going to do with it? So why don't we get the high school art class from McKinney High to paint it? So you'll see that right there. We unveiled that on Saturday as well. It's beautiful. That we got a city manhole cover. We took it, had it sandblasted, delivered it to the high school. They painted the manhole cover at the school, and then they painted the concrete pad around it that you see there on site. So that's pretty cool. Three artists from McKinney High with their parents were at the ribbon cutting, so that was pretty cool. And then the last thing we did was did the ribbon cutting. So CDC, the mayor, and I ceremonially cut the ribbon. This isn't the grand opening. We'll do a first planting and grand opening in March or April. The Bird Dogs, if anyone knows them, George Dunham with the Ticket has a band. So he's going to perform at the grand opening. Paul Bryan's grabbed me afterwards and said, hey, if we time this right, we could do the grand opening of City Hall and the grand opening of the garden on the same day and just make a big block party out of it. So I don't know if we'll be able to work timing right, but that would be pretty cool if we could make that happen. So all in all, I think it was a pretty good day. You'll see on the right, with $100,000, you get your name on things. So this is, we're naming that structure, the Sprouts Teaching Pavilion. So when we program the garden with educational opportunities, those events will be held at the Sprouts Teaching Pavilion. Next steps are going to be remediating some of the surface. We've got to get that ADA compliant, continuing to build the beds, and then we're going to have volunteer days to fill those beds up and start planting. So lots of McKinney Parks Foundation, EMLG opportunities. So more than you probably care to hear, but we've raised $325,000 for the garden, which fully funds us for 3 years and gives a head start on working with school districts and the community to grow gardens in the area and create programs that tie into the STEM programs at a high school level and hopefully even at an elementary level. So a lot of cool stuff happening over there. So appreciate everyone's support who's been part of that.
Where is the CDC banner going to be at?
It's prominent on almost everything, maybe not everything. We'll figure out some nice signage. Yeah, great partner and great landlord, I'm sure. That's all the comments I had. Other board comments? We'll move to, seeing none, we'll move to liaison comments. David Rochet, MCDC, if you have anything you'd like to.
No, it's a fantastic event. Glad we can be a part of it. And I'm super excited to see where we have the part moving forward. And like I said, the CDC always enjoys participating with you guys. You just do fantastic work. So keep that up. Town Lake can be fantastic. Glad to see that's finally come to fruition and getting built out. We're super excited about that. We truly believe on our side is that is one of the icons for McKinney. If you're coming in, that is the first thing you see. So we want to make sure it's a first class that people see that and get excited about McKinney.
Great, thank you. Visit McKinney, Keith Gall. What do you got going for there?
Okay, so we got just a few things. So, this is McKinney. Would like to remind everybody to get tickets for the NCAA Division II football game that's going to be happening at MISD Stadium. It's going to be on December 21st. We'll find out who's playing after this weekend. We got matchups: Slippery Rock versus Fair State, and Valdosta State versus Minnesota State. So,
is it Jeff's team, or is it
So, just a reminder there: you can get tickets. At visitmckinney.com. Visit McKinney is also working towards another designation from the governor's office. This one is from the state travel office, Texas Travel, or Travel Texas. It's a Texas tourism friendly designation, which we'd be adding to the city's Texas music friendly and film friendly community designations, and Main Street's cultural district designation from the Texas Historical Commission. So. And just a reminder, we have a new FC soccer team, the McKinney Chupacabras. They announced their home stadium will be McKinney's Ron Poe for now. Season and VIP tickets are on sale now. So, and they come with new jerseys supporting the logo. So.
$100 for the whole season.
That's it, yeah.
And a free shirt.
Yeah. And a couple shameless plugs. Holiday sales have been brisk at the Visit Center store, but we still have plenty of great McKinney and Texas merchandise. They make great Christmas gifts, just so you know. And if you do not already receive the Visit McKinney's weekend update newsletter, you may visit our website or email media@visitmckinney.com. Other than that, that's all they have.
Good deal. Thank you. Any questions? Good. Councilman Cloutier?
Rotary Parade of Lights will be this Saturday. I believe it starts at 6. The origination of the parade is going to be Finch Park, and it's going to work its way north around the square. What that does is it leaves a lot of parking open for folks where we normally stage just north of City Hall. We've talked about City Hall. The first move-ins are going to start on the 6th of January. It's going to get staggered. As Amy shared, we are looking for council and board meetings to start there probably in late February, March. And then I'll give you guys one that's not even hot off the presses. It's coming tomorrow at 9 a.m. We have entered a negotiation that's going to be public with Cannon Beach to be a surf park, which is going to be located at the corner, the northeast corner of Stacy and 121. As you know, there's a lot of acreage right there. And this will be a 4-acre surf pool where you can literally surf. It will be perfect waves. They can make a number of different kinds of waves. It will be a resort hotel there. A lot of places for dining and things like that. There will be no multifamily as part of it. Cannon has just opened a very similar project in Mesa, Arizona. We will be number 2. We're pretty excited about it. I appreciate the work CDC's done on it and EDC to bring that home. Years ago, when this land is vacant, years ago, EDC bought this land to keep it so that we could control what was going on there instead of, you know, candidly, whatever car dealership du jour, apartment complex du jour that we've done. And so this is going to be positive for the city. The greatest taxes the city can collect are hotel taxes and sales taxes. We, the property owners, aren't paying them, and so we're optimistic about this. So, not a done deal yet, but the negotiations are going public tomorrow.
That's it. What's the value of that project?
$200 million, about the same as the amphitheater.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
When is that happening?
I'm sorry?
The amphitheater? Isn't that, like I said?
The amphitheater? Amphitheater site plan was approved by council last month. That is, I look at it as that is pretty much a done deal right now. Could something screw it up? Yeah, but it would be something way out of the blue. But that's coming. You'll see dirt turning here in a couple months on that, I think.
Been a lot of promotion by Mr. Aitman for that.
Yeah, the venue went public. Venue's now a publicly traded company. And the owner of this place, and they've engaged Troy Aitman to say, come enjoy live music and drink 8 beer. And so, anyway.
That owner's sweet and I made it. That Aitman Club, wherever about that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the Aitman Club, so it's going to be there.
In the very back.
For those interested, even though their release said exclusive 8 beer, one of your local breweries will be represented at the venue. That was confirmed today. So.
Good. Awesome. Good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
For
me. Coney's going to be it.
And that's we need to be beginning learning.
You know, or not always. I don't know. There's a made.
One more thing, just it got more publicity than I thought it deserved, but years ago in 2018, the city bought a lot of land around the airport. We did a rezoning of that last week, whatever it was, last week, and to make it airport uses instead of light industrial, which should have been a surprise to no one, but at any rate, that happened last week, so airport zoning is going on, I guess happening.
Yeah. Any questions for the councilman? All right, seeing none, that is our agenda. Do we have a motion to adjourn at 5:30?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Leslie makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Two seconds.